But I think they're role players. I don't think they are the guy to go to.
The only thing I'll add to that of what Stephon had to say is that I would never use the word can't when it comes to talking about Deuce McAllister, although it is going to be tough. Rick Mueller now on the line with us. And, Rick, as always, thank you very much for taking time with us. It's a busy time for you guys. It's a busy time for you. And, you know, I guess really the best way to put it with you, you got your work cut out for you this offseason, don't you?
As usual. You know, I think we're going to be pretty busy, that's for sure.
When are you heading out, Rick, going up to Indianapolis?
I'm heading out tomorrow, Hoke. When are you coming up?
I tell you what, I hope those days are over with. You know, I mean, you know, I know it's a necessary evil to go up there. I mean, a lot of things that you get to see players do and everything else. But just kind of give us an idea, what do you get most out of the combine? I know a lot of people, oh, you know, I want to go up there and watch this guy run the 40. But a 40 doesn't necessarily mean that the guy can play football. What do you look forward most to? Is it the interviews? Is it the physical information, all the doctors checking the guy out, watching him go through drills? Just kind of give us an idea of what you think.
You know, I think you touched on everything, and I think that, the most important thing, and we don't get this information right away, but the most important thing is, and the original idea behind the combine is the medical information and the physicals, and, you know, really, we'll get that information, you know, back here. Our doctors, all of our doctors and training staff are up there, as you know, Hoke, and, you know, we'll get all that information, and it really is a win for us and for the player, because if they didn't do this at one time in one location, these kids would be flying all over to every club doing their own physical at each of the 32 teams, so it would get kind of hectic. So, that's the number one thing we get out of it, and then B, in my mind, is the interviews and the information you get in talking to these kids face to face and really getting in and sitting down across the table from them and talking to them about their personal history. And some of these guys, you know, these juniors, you know, we don't have much information
right
on them, so this is our first real conversations with them, and you know, we haven't had an opportunity to talk to their coaches about them, so we don't have a whole lot of background information. So that's secondly important, and then, you know, obviously the workouts are important. But, you know, we'll get it with the naked eye while we're there, and we'll get our own times, which is very important on our own watches, so we got consistency and in that respect. And then, you know, we'll get the tapes of the workout. So, you know, that part of it to me is third, because we'll come back here and we'll study those films of the workouts and really break that down once we get back here. It's almost like, Hoke, as you know, watching a game live as opposed to coming back and being able to break down and look at the tape.
You know, Monday afternoon I was sitting here talking with Deke Bellavia, and, you know, he was saying, oh, man, you know, he went up to Indianapolis last year, and he goes, God, I would have given anything to get in that dome to be able to watch them workouts. Well, you know, that's all well and good, but somebody that's been there for so many times, I mean, it does get monotonous, doesn't it?
Oh, it's a lot of fun, isn't it, Hoke?
Oh, I'm telling you. I mean, you know, you're sitting there with that stopwatch, and you're kind of falling asleep waiting for that guy to move his hand off the line when he's running his 40-yard dash. But I think that is so interesting that you just, to me, I think you put things a lot more in perspective, that it's the physical information and having a chance to sit down with the guys one-on-one as opposed to their workout. Because I think the combine shows you what kind of athlete he is. I think the film shows you what kind of player he is. And, you know, we can all sit around here and debate, you know, which has got the stronger points or anything else. But the combine is not the fun and games that people think it is. You know, he thinks like this is going to Tiger Stadium on Saturday night and watching a game. No, it's not like that at all. It's watching a bunch of guys work out time after time after time again.
You know, you're exactly right, and obviously you've been there, Hoke, and you know, but, you know, for the fan, I mean, I have friends of mine that say, man, I'd give anything. Can I go to Indy? I'd love to go to the combine and watch. And, you know, if you just walked in and were able to watch a position work out and leave, it'd probably be enjoyable for you. But as you sit through from 8 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon, over and over watching the same guys, it gets a little monotonous. And then, you know, the other part about it, and, you know, don't get me wrong, I love going to the combine. I'm probably one of very few people that love going to Indy, and because this is huge for us, and it's a good opportunity. Everybody's
sure
there, and you get to see all these players, but it's not fun and games. It's a grind for us.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's 7 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, you're working 8-10 hours a day.
And now, Hoke, it's even, I mean, it was bad back then, but now, I mean, we are solid. You know, they've done a little bit better job, Hoke, in the last couple of years structuring the workouts to where they go, they pretty much stay on schedule, which, as you know, well, used to be a big issue, and because they add that extra day, it allows them to stay on schedule with the workouts. So you're pretty much 9 a.m., And usually right around the 4 o'clock hour, you're done with the workouts themselves on a daily basis. And you've got a couple hours to, A, grab something to eat, B, you know, the other thing we've got going is you've got all these agents we've got to meet with that are all right up there, and you're trying to schedule those appointments in that two-hour period you got between the time the workouts are over until you go over to interviews. But at 6 o'clock to 11 o'clock, we're thick with interviews, and there's no break in that mix. And you go 15 minutes with each kid from 6 o'clock at night till the last interview ends at 11 o'clock, and it's, I mean, so basically you're talking about from 7 a.m. to 11 o'clock at night, you're on your feet and you're working, you know, and that's a little bit of a grind. So it's not necessarily an enjoyable, you know, time for
exactly.
us. We don't have a whole lot of time to mess around up there, but, you know, if you're a fan, it's no different than, and we laugh about it all the time, you know, 20 years ago, if you'd have said, hey, how about we're going to think about putting this draft on TV? You think anybody will watch it? You probably said, you're nuts. Who's going to watch the NFL draft on TV?
And now there's a huge
combine on there, and we were like, right. Who's going to want to watch this? And now the next thing you know, boom, it's huge.
Right.
You know, so.
Rick, real quick before we let you run, number one, how did it go with Zach Thomas? And also, can you put any stock into the rumors that are out there today that Atlanta is shopping D'Angelo Hall? Is there any truth to that?
Well, you know, we certainly haven't spoke to Atlanta about D'Angelo Hall, so I can't confirm or any of that information. But I know, you know, Zach Thomas, we certainly had an enjoyable visit with him. He had a great trip here, and, you know, I think he really liked what we had to say, and he really liked the facility, and the whole visit, I think, was a plus. And, you know, we'll still be working with him, and we'll see where that goes in the future. But certainly I think we feel good about it, and I think he certainly feels good about the time he spent here.
Rick, let's talk one day next week when you get back and fill us in on a little bit of what you find out up there in Indy, okay?
You bet, guys. Anytime. Take
hey,
care.
And Rick, tell all the guys up there I said hello, and I'm glad I'm not there.
I will for sure.
Okay,
care.
Buddy.
All right. Thank you very much. Vice President of Player Personnel with the Saints, Rick Mueller.